Hey.
You know, if you'd stop hitting the hang up button, things would be good.
All right. Take 404. Action.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I've gotten several contacts who have not bothered to read my profile at all. Obviously don't care about my picture because I haven't put one up yet.
Right.
And I've gotten contacted, not by two, but now about 36 couples.
Oh, yeah. That was the first initial day that I got. They're all like, you know when you go to like those Asian or those foreign dating sites and they have these automated thingies that just go out to new members?
Oh.
That's what that is.
Okay. Walk me through this. How do I delete messages?
That's a good question. I just click on
them. There's a little checkbox on the side, and I check them, but I don't see...
Are you using the desktop view or the mobile view?
Mobile view. I'm on a mobile device.
Right, but you can use a desktop view on a mobile device. That's why I asked.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, well, I don't know about this site, but I know my sites work that way, so I assume all sites work that way.
Yeah, that's not really a good assumption.
Whatever. I don't know. I haven't tried deleting any of them. I just click on them as if they were red and moved on.
Right.
But I'm parking for a moment because I need to drain my radiator. On my logbook. All right, let me log in and see.
I need to confirm my, I need to go check my email and confirm that I exist.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. I found it. There's a little trash can. Beep.
There you go.
Thank goodness this is on my phone that allows me to stretch the screen out. Because even after I stretch the screen out to about 500%, the print is still small. They are insane.
Yeah. Okay. Out of all the people that contacted me, what they say, the automated message is called an icebreaker. So it says icebreaker on it. It's one of those automated messages.
No, it doesn't say that.
Okay.
It gives the age of the man and it gives the age of the woman.
Right. Oh, you actually have to open it to see the icebreaker thingy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I wasn't even interested in reading it because of the man and woman. Clearly not what I'm after.
Yes. In fact, one woman that contacted me and is still talking to me, her profile says that wait, no, maybe not. I think that one got blocked. No? I don't know. Anyways, or deactivated. Anyways, apparently she had broken up with her boyfriend, but she's still using the same profile.
You're right. It's an icebreaker.
Yeah.
Aries Dreamer has requested that we send you this icebreaker. Right now, I still hit the trash can and it still didn't delete crap.
Okay, this is catfish.
Oh, there it is. Delete this conversation. Yes. Okay. So now I know what I was doing wrong.
Yeah, I don't know if this woman's real or not. See, I think I'm starting to wonder now if the women that contacted me looking for love are actually catfish. Because this one here, I thought was real, and now her response, because I asked, I said, I'm confused. You know, I said, I'm curious. I noticed more women than expected are here looking for relationships. Where were all of you when I was on a real dateline? I don't understand why the datelines seem to be more of a sex site, and the sex site seems to be more of a dateline. It is a weird world we live in. And then she asked, meaning? Question mark. And I'm like, okay.
In other words, she's too stupid to understand the question.
Probably. So anyway, so I elaborated. I said, I don't know. I'm still trying to understand it myself. I thought, at first, you and others were catfish. And I think some of them are. I'm still new at this, but I have noticed that half of the so-called women that contacted me have been deactivated, quote-unquote. So I assumed they were scammers. I know POF is a hookup site, and I updated my profile there because I hadn't had any luck there looking for love. OkCupid, there too I have not had much success. Only the pay sites seem to offer results, but I don't have much luck there either. The guys that I know that don't respect women, they tend to have more success, or they tend to be more successful. But oddly enough, they don't like Adult Friend Finder. Now I think I know why. I have always known this site to be a sex site, not a love site. So I never thought to come here looking for love. Being a truck driver, I don't get out much, so the internet is my lifeline. I'm not sure if there is happily ever after anymore, but if there is... Oh, but if there is here, so be it.
All right, I hate to be mean, but blah, blah, blah. Her response was, did you want to go to my, come to my orgy or something like that?
Yeah, I got a few of those.
No, no, I mean, was that her response to that?
No. So I finished by saying, but the whole thing just eludes me. Then she responded, now I understand what you are on about. I was also introduced to this site by a friend who met her husband here. This is why I'm trying my luck here too. How long have you been here? Which it says so on the profile. Have you had any success yet? I just signed up like 2 days. So I don't know about success. Anyways, I just created my profile, and I'm still wondering what dating online looks like. Can one really find a match online? All right, let's see if you created her profile, because it says so. I don't know if you can see it mobile. I know you can see it on the desktop view.
Okay. Anyway, I figured out how to delete them. It was a matter of... I had to stretch the screen out in order to see the trash can, but I got to shrink the screen back down in order to see the confirm, which is way at the bottom of the screen.
Oh, you can adjust the filter to no nudity.
Woohoo!
Yeah, the filter says no nudity, some nudity, and everything.
Well, now, Would
cool
somebody who has nude pictures, but some of them are not nude, would I be seeing the non-nude pictures of the person who also shows nudity?
I have no idea. I haven't tested it.
Or would I just see women who do not put up nude pictures?
Okay, hang on. I'm on the desktop view now. Let me go to my messages. I had a total of 69 messages.
All right, let me see. No, I don't want to find couples or group. I'm ambivalent about finding two women.
Come on, resize for me. Oh, well, here she is right here. Maybe I can click on. Ah, there we go. Okay, desktop view. Here we go. Says her birthday is September 20th, 1981. She signed up. Where's her sign up date?
Where do you get the option to say nudity? I don't get that option.
Hang on, I'll show you or tell you after I find this sign up date. So, I mean, I can see why somebody might be on here looking for love if they're a swinger or something of the sort. You know, if they're going to continue the lifestyle and they're looking for someone to continue the lifestyle with them, happily ever after, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I can see that. I know I've seen on here member since, but I can't see it on hers. Shows that she was last online today, but it doesn't say how long ago she signed up. But I know I saw it before on somebody else's profile. Then again, it might have been mine. I don't know.
Westbound and Down. What a name. There's a couple. Okay.
35 degrees outside.
Well, certainly don't need any porn. This site provides plenty of it.
I'm sorry?
This site provides plenty of porn.
Oh, yeah. In the left-hand corner, there's like a menu button option. If you click on that and scroll all the way down to the bottom, that's where the filter is. I'd have to figure out how to go back to mobile view so that I could do that or double-check that for you.
Hold on. Okay. In the upper left-hand corner, there's a little home symbol, a mail symbol, a bell, a My Stuff, search, live action, community, what's hot, and that's, you know, reading across the screen.
Okay, I don't know. I can't even figure out how to go back to mobile version. I guess I'll just go back arrow.
Okay, right now.
Oh, shit.
All these things.
Can't go that way.
Oh, wonderful. I got contacted by two males, a male couple who wants to talk to me.
Oh, yeah. I had where women have contacted me. But their profile says it was a male, but it was just a woman. And I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense either. Okay, in the top left-hand corner, there's three lines. underneath your home button. And you click on that, and it's got the messages, the bell, and something else. You scroll all the way down from there, and you have the filter option.
Just below the bell?
Below the bell, scroll all the way down.
Okay, straight down from the, oops, straight down from the bell. There's nothing down there straight below the bell. All right, this is stupid. This is insidious. A website that will not let you expand it by normal means. There's a drop-down that says type and another one that says select. Okay. Back. It was telling me how I could manage my photos. And then it went through this big, there it is. Okay, I successfully deleted all the messages I don't want. There's advertisements for Big Church, which is Christian dating. Friend Finder, which is casual dating. Amigos, Latino dating. Asia Friend Finder. I won't even name that one. Did I just lose you? Hello?